I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Joining me now is Utah State University President Noelle Cockett. Sometimes we forget that there are other campuses throughout the state of Utah that are being affected by the COVID pandemic, including those in San Juan County. Many from the nearby Navajo Nation have chosen not to return to campus. Do we know why?
I believe that many of the students are just worried about their families and what COVID has done and what COVID could do. Just that strong desire to stay close to their family. When the Navajo Nation went to a total lockdown, we had about 250 of our 1,000 students had actually gone home that weekend because their families were sick and the numbers were increasing. But once the lockdown happened, those students had to stay on the reservation, couldn't come back to the campus. Likewise, the other students who had stayed on campus that weekend couldn't get on to the nation to be with their family. And so it was very heartbreaking both directions. And I think once you experience something like that, it's hard to continue as if everything's back to normal.
Are they able to access classes remotely like other students in the state?
Unfortunately, the connectivity on the Navajo Nation is not as complete. And it's not only internet, but for some locations, some areas of the nation, they actually don't even have cell service.
And I imagine there's a worry about the long-term implications of lapsing in your attendance.
Our Blanding campus actually is down from the 2019 numbers. We're about at half enrollment. And that, of course, is a worry and a disappointment. And we want to continue to work with the communities on what we can do to make sure they can come back to college, get the classes they need, and continue with their education.
Registration for spring classes opens on November 8th, and I know you sent out a letter to students encouraging them to complete the declaration questions that include whether or not a student has been vaccinated and reasons why they have not. Why is that important?
Sometimes those most popular classes really are tough to get into if you're not there right at that moment when registration opens. So we really encourage our students to go in starting on October 20th into registration. And when they log in, if they haven't uploaded their vaccination record prior to that, they will get those questions, the declaration of vaccination status. Once that's completed, then when their date of registration comes open, they can go straight into registration.
How can students who have been vaccinated feel comfortable that other students have as well when there is that personal reason for not being vaccinated or religious reason?
That is really out of our hands. The legislature's laws have indicated that no difference can be imposed on students that are vaccinated versus those that aren't. What we really need the vaccination record for is us managing when there's an outbreak. Once we know who is vaccinated, those individuals are cleared to come back into the class, are cleared to stop wearing a mask, and it can actually keep a student in person rather than having to do that class virtually.
Is that true for the seat assignments to help manage if there's an outbreak?
If there is an exposure in the class, and a person hasn't entered their seat assignment and they're not vaccinated, they will need to quarantine for the 10 to 14 days. So if I knew that or I experienced that as a student, I think I would immediately enter my seat assignments in each of my courses. It takes less than a minute per class.
Well, USU President Noel Cockett, as always, we thank you for your time and providing us with this weekly update.
Okay.
That was USU President Noel Cockett. I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio.